time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into Monday, June 30th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is the last day of June. Tomorrow, Tuesday, July 1st, is the deadline. What am I talking about? The statutory requirement that the House and State Senate in Lansing pass a K through 12 school budget for the upcoming year. Lots of things happening over the weekend, lots of discussions, lots of meetings, lots of work by the people who work on the budget, especially in the House. According to MERS News Service, there could be a plan put forward later this afternoon for the public to consume. And they could be possibly having this through both committees, finance committees of the House and the Senate, forwarding it to a full floor vote. Now, it's kind of interesting because they're not in session today. Doesn't mean they couldn't be called back, but it looks like they may have to come back to Lansing tomorrow because technically they're on summer recess. We'll see where this goes. But one of the things that we're looking at, if they don't get this done by tomorrow, Speaker of the House Matt Hall has already said, then it will be a few months before they will be able to get everybody back together to get it done. So he's already laid it out there that basically, take it or leave it. This is what we're putting forward in the House. This is what we can pass. This is what we're going to pass. Senate, you'll have to adopt it. The governor, you'll have to sign it, or it's your fault that we don't have a budget to send to local school districts. So we'll keep an eye on it, see what happens throughout the show today. Doubt, very seriously doubt, that they're going to come to an agreement today. I could be wrong, but connecting the dots, reading the tea leaves, having a connection to a couple of people inside the loop, they're telling me it's going to be very close whether or not they can get it done before 5 p.m. tomorrow. Now, one thing that's pretty interesting, Matt Hall has said the deadline technically is not midnight tonight. It's midnight tomorrow night. Because up until 11:59 p.m. tomorrow, is still July 1st. So we'll see where this goes. It's amazing to me that they really didn't even start having serious conversations until last week between the Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, and the Governor. Pretty interesting process. Now, of course, the Senate said they passed not only the school budget, but the full budget months ago. What has the Republicans done? Well, according to them, nothing. So it looks like basically they're playing a game of chicken. Going to be very, very, very interesting. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
All up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. As you just heard the commercial, the 6th annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. It's going to be held here on July the 19th. This is the third Saturday coming up in July. We're getting closer after 4th of July this Friday. We're going to be three Saturdays later, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Bring your firearms, bring your ammunition, whatever you want to shoot. We have handgun ranges, long rifles, anything you want other than clay pigeons. We don't throw targets. We don't have those set up at the range. So those shotgunners of you out there, sorry, don't have anything for you. So you're going to have to bring your handguns or your deer rifle sighted in for deer season. Great meal. Music. We're also going to have the Trump Unity Bridge is coming with all your Trump gear. You need some new hats, some flags. He's got them. So again, text me fun shoot, two words, fun shoot or pig roast. And I'll send you the link to the website, acconservatives.org. Read the post there at the homepage over. And then go back up to the top and click on the yellow donate button to donate for your tickets. If you're buying more than one, please go to the note to seller box and give us the names of the people who will be attending. When you click on the yellow donate button, our PayPal account will open up, change the zero to your dollar amount, and give us your information. We will send you an email for your receipt, and you'll be put on the security check-in list. So again, fun shoot or pig roast, text to me at 231-360-5140, or just go to our website, acconservatives.org. Going to be a great time. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Well, it's that time of year, petition drives. We've talked about axmytax.org to get rid of property taxes. If you haven't gotten your petition sheets yet, go to that website, put in your information. We'll put you in touch with a county captain. You'll get your sheets. They'll explain to you how to fill them out, get some signatures, and mail them back in to Carla Wagner. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that. Well, another group is trying to get another petition drive approved through the Board of Canvassers. The Board of Canvassers on Friday approved a 100-word summary that identified a petition to fund schools with an additional 5% tax increase on the personal income tax of rich people. But they failed to approve the form because they ran out of time. The original word summary for the Invest in MI Kids petition did not specifically identify the 5% increase for income taxes over $1 million for couples or $500,000 for a single filer as a tax. But in their language, they called it a surcharge. Well, Eric Doster, representing the Small Business Association of Michigan, dealt the uppercut knockout punch, sending the surcharge to the mat by pointing out it wasn't even called a tax on the organization's website in T-shirts worn by the audience members attending the Board of Canvassers meeting. Their T-shirts, their website says, tax the rich. It doesn't say, surcharge the rich. Well, Steve Liddell, the Invest in MI Kids attorney, conceded that it was, in fact, a tax, but changed the argument that graduated to the discussion that it didn't need to be in the petition. This graduated tax surcharge was something that the business community said would run small businesses into the ground if they were passed. Why is that? Why is Small Business Association of Michigan so much against this? Well, a lot of small businesses are either sole proprietorships or owned as an LLC, limited liability company, by individuals. Technically, they would be subject to this increase 5%. So if you make $500,000 or more as a business, a small business, even though it's a sole proprietorship, you're looking at having to pay $25,000 as a tax to go specifically to the schools. Well, that's what they're alleging. The debate at the meeting on Friday settled into a rhythm over where the money would actually go, with Doster, the attorney against it, arguing the tax could go toward more than what was being presented in the 100-word summary. Well, in the end, they ended up with 73 words. And this is what they are going to have once they approve the petition form. Quote, a constitutional amendment to add, beginning in 2027, an additional 5% tax on the annual taxable income over $1 million for joint filers and over $500,000 for single filers. This tax is in addition to existing state income taxes and to be deposited into the state school aid fund and required to be used exclusively on local school districts' classrooms, career and technical education, reducing class sizes, in recruiting and retaining teachers, and subject funds to annual audits, end quote, is the 73 words final summary. Well, the final vote to approve the language of the summary came down to a 3-1 vote. Board of State Canvassers Chair Richard Hoskamp, who asked Lydell if Doster was correct that the funding could be used for more than what was being presented in the summary. Lydell started down the path of explaining it, and Hoskamp interrupted him and said, sir, it's a yes or no question. Well, Lydell attempted to explain that the constitutional amendment did limit what the funding raised through the tax could be spent on and designated specific purposes. Hoskamp ended voting yes to approve the summary to the cheers of the supporters. Hoskamp interrupted them and said, hold on, calm down. You're going to want to hear this. He said they would need to come back on July 10th to talk about the approval of the form itself, because simply the meeting was out of time and they would not have time to approve it on Friday's meeting. Therefore, Invest in My Kids group wasn't yet cleared to start circulating and collecting signatures on the petition. Jessica Newman, the deputy political director of Unite for Respect, said they would be making sure that they had no issues with their petition form when they returned. We've been working too long and too hard to make sure that our I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, Newman said. She went on to say that they have thousands of volunteers across the state waiting to start circulating the petitions, and they would be signing people up this weekend in Pontiac. She said paid circulators were still on the table, but she was confident that they had all the volunteers they needed to get the 446,198 signatures required in the 180-day window. We have folks all across the state. Technology is wonderful. We can train people remotely wherever you live, Newman said. She said the initial investments for the petition came from, listen to this, public school unions. And that there were other organizations supporting the measure by helping them raise funds as well. Newman went on to say, we're very confident that we will have the funding we will need to not only get the signatures, but to get this over the finish line. Well, during a press conference held on June 26, business organizations lined up in opposition, saying that the increase in income taxes would be a business killer. Newman said several states have increased their taxes on high income earners, hasn't resulted in people leaving the state because of it. This is a tax on income. It's not a tax on businesses. She doesn't understand small businesses in any way, shape, or form. She doesn't know what she's talking about. But she continued. So if we wanted to impose a tax on businesses, I think we would have said that in our state constitutional amendment, Newman said. She said places like Google and Amazon cited one of the reasons they didn't pick Michigan for their second headquarters was because the state's public education was so poorly rated. She said the funding would help hire more teachers and reduce classroom sizes. This would definitely help get us better results when it came to educating and testing our children. We heard our opponents say that this could cure cancer. And you know what? They're right. Why? Because when you invest in our kids, invest in an education, we are investing in the future researchers that will be doctors. They will be lawyers, and they will help us defend our human rights, Newman said. Well, here is the problem. She does not understand, again, sole proprietorships, individual that own LLCs, and even other types, forms of businesses that would be subject to these taxes. They're owned by individuals. Based on the way this proposed constitutional amendment is written, you're going to increase taxes on individuals who own those businesses. And the other problem that you don't understand is these taxes are not paid by businesses. Even if it is a sole proprietorship or an LLC, it doesn't matter. You pass it, they're going to increase the cost of their goods, products, and services to cover the tax. Who pays it? Us, the consumers. So increasing prices by a minimum of $25,000 for individuals, $50,000 for couples, they just don't get it. I do not support this in any way, shape, or form. Do not sign the petition. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.